Cruz, Merrick Garland, the most partisan, most political attorney general in U.S. history. By Jeff Poor on June 6, 2023. Monday on FNC's Hannity, Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, criticized Attorney General Merrick Garland for his quest to indict former President Donald Trump. The Texas Republican lawmaker called him the most partisan and political attorney general in U.S. history. The deep state waged war against Donald Trump. During the 4 years Trump was president, the deep state tried to do everything they could to destroy his presidency, he said. Now, those partisans are back in the open. They are brazen. They are running the Biden Justice Department, the FBI, the IRS. And, Sean, it gives me no pleasure to say it. This Attorney General, L. Merrick Garland, is the most partisan. He is the most political attorney general in our nation's history. And he has corrupted the Department of Justice. He has corrupted the FBI. He has corrupted the machinery of government, and they're perfectly willing to use it. It is effectively an arm of the DN. The hypocrisy is massive. And mark my words, I believe Merrick Garland will indict Donald Trump. He wants to indict Donald Trump because he hates Donald Trump. He hates him, Cruz continued. He's angry. Merrick Garland is angry that he wasn't confirmed to the Supreme Court. He wants to indict him. I think the plan was to indict him over classified document. And then he got the enormous problem that Joe Biden seemed to have classified documents everywhere, including in the garage by his old Corvette. I don't think Merrick Garland will indict Trump over classified documents. Here's my prediction, he'll indict Trump over, quote, obstruction of justice for hiding the classified documents. Now, mind you, he's not saying the underlying classified documents were a crime because he'd have to indict Joe Biden, too, he added. He's going to instead create a crime about a non-crime. That's going to be the basis of the indictment, and I think you're right. He will also indict Hunter Biden, but he'll do it on purely personal matters. Dealing with drugs and guns and tax issues for Hunter that have nothing to do with Joe Biden because this DOJ wants to protect and insulate Joe Biden and the Biden family's corruption. And they want to use Hunter Biden as a scapegoat to justify targeting Donald Trump. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.